Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into something that's shaken up the luxury fashion world quite a bit. That's the big 2025 Louis Vuitton cyber attack. It's pretty striking, isn't it, how even these super exclusive brands are, well, vulnerable.
It really is. And this isn't just like one brand getting hit or some isolated thing. This looks like a highly coordinated incident. It affected customers across different continents, actually. And it really kind of shines a light on how cybercrime is changing, especially when they target this kind of high-value data.
Our goal today for this deep dive is basically to get straight to the heart of what happened with Louis Vuitton. We want to unpack, who might be behind it, look at the bigger picture for luxury retail.
Implications in mind.
Exactly. And crucially, give you some practical advice, stuff you can actually use to protect your own information.
Definitely need it.
Think of this as your sort of essential guide to understanding this event. And just so you know, we're basing this on a pretty comprehensive guide that detailed the whole breach.
Good stuff.
Okay, so let's rewind. July 2nd, 2025. That's apparently when Louis Vuitton first spotted someone unauthorized in their systems. Can you maybe walk us through what happened right after that, the immediate response?
Absolutely. So the moment they flagged that intrusion, Louis Vuitton kicked off their rapid response plans, immediate containment measures.
Standard procedure, hopefully.
Pretty much standard, but executed quickly. Their cybersecurity teams jumped right on it and launched a full investigation. But what really underscores how serious this was is the scope. It was multi-regional.
You mentioned that multi-regional. How widespread are we
Well,
talking?
it wasn't just, say, France or the US. The first notifications actually went out to customers in South Korea. Then, pretty quickly after that, customers in Turkey got notified.
Turkey too.
Yep. And then by July 12th, the UK was included as well.
So South Korea, Turkey, UK.
Right. And by July 16th, Louis Vuitton came out officially and confirmed, look, all these regional things, they're actually connected, stemming from the same core security breach.
So one root cause hitting multiple places.
Exactly. Which makes it a truly significant international cybersecurity event. They also alerted the relevant regulators, like the ICO in the UK, that's their Information Commissioner's Office, the data watchdog.
That is a huge footprint for one attack. So I guess the big question everyone has is, what data actually got compromised? What did they get?
Yeah, that's always the worry, isn't it? Fortunately, Louis Vuitton has been very clear on this point. No payment information, no credit card details, no financial data was accessed.
Okay, that's a major relief.
It is. It's a big relief. However, personal customer information was affected.
Like what, typically?
Well, they haven't listed every single data point, but usually this means things like names, contact information, maybe email, phone number, address, and purchase history.
Purchase history.
Yeah. So thankfully, no payment info, but your name, your address, maybe what you splurged on last Christmas. It really makes you think, doesn't it? Just how much of our lives are sitting in some company's database somewhere?
It absolutely does. And that immediately makes me wonder, does this fit a pattern? Is this like the work of a known group?
It seems so. Industry sources are already pointing fingers towards the Shiny Hunters extortion group.
Shiny Hunters, I've heard that name.
You probably have. They've been implicated in some really high-profile breaches recently. Think Salesforce customer data, the PowerSchool breach, that educational platform, even some companies caught up in those Snowflake incidents. And even more recently, they've been linked to breaches at Santander, the bank, Ticketmaster, and AT&T as well. So this group, they have a very clear track record. They go after big targets with valuable data. They're clearly not messing around with small stuff.
Definitely not small change. So, knowing Shiny Hunters and their history, does this Louis Vuitton attack slot into maybe a larger picture we're seeing in the luxury sector specifically?
It absolutely does. Yeah. This Louis Vuitton breach, it isn't happening in a vacuum, right? It fits into a pretty disturbing trend.
What else have we seen?
Well, back in April 2025, Tiffany Co. had a breach. That one affected South Korean customers.
Okay, South Korea again.
Then in May, House of Dior had an incident, also impacting South Korea. And Adidas saw a breach affecting both South Korea and Turkey.
South Korea and Turkey,
Yeah.
just like LV.
Exactly. So Louis Vuitton's attack in July is really just the kind of the latest chapter in this concerning series.
So it really looks like a clear focus on luxury brands, often hitting the same regions. Is this just opportunistic, you think? Or is there something more coordinated going on?
That's the critical question, isn't it? Why luxury brands? The pattern, I mean, it strongly suggests these are highly coordinated campaigns, not just random hits.
So what's the draw? Just expensive customer lists?
It's more than just names. It's about getting this, like, rich tapestry of financial habits, travel patterns, very personal preferences that luxury customers tend to reveal through their purchases and interactions.
Right. Stuff that's maybe not directly financial, but still really valuable.
Incredibly valuable for things like advanced social engineering, maybe even physical targeting in some cases, which is why this kind of data fetches such a premium on, you know, dark web markets.
That's chilling.
And there's another layer here. Reports are indicating that the Louis Vuitton attack itself might have originated through a third-party vendor.
Ah, the supply chain issue.
Exactly. It sort of exposes this paradox of luxury, doesn't it? A brand built on exclusivity, trust, but then exposed because of a vulnerability in a, well, pretty common digital supply chain link.
Mm.
A weak link there can compromise their most, you know, discerning customers.
That's a huge challenge. So given all of this, how did Louis Vuitton respond beyond just, you know, shutting the door initially? What are they doing now going forward?
Well, their response seems pretty proactive. Beyond the immediate system containment and bringing in top cybersecurity specialists, they've notified all the relevant authorities, like we mentioned.
Right, the ICO and others.
And they've tried to maintain transparent communication with the affected customers, which is key.
Mm-hmm.
Looking ahead, they've committed to things like enhanced monitoring of all their systems, significantly strengthening access controls.
Beefing up security.
Exactly. Continuous security assessments. Mm-hmm. And importantly, ongoing cooperation with law enforcement agencies around the world.
It sounds like they're taking it seriously, which you'd hope. But this one breach, even though it's shocking, it feels like it's just one piece of a much bigger puzzle for the whole luxury retail sector, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, yeah. The fact that multiple luxury brands are being targeted so systematically, it strongly suggests cyber criminals are specifically focusing on these high-value customer databases within this industry.
So what does that mean for other brands? For the whole sector.
It means these companies really need to significantly elevate their security posture. We're talking investing in advanced security tools, yes, yeah, but also drastically strengthening their supply chain security.
Making sure their vendors are secure too.
Precisely. Ensuring third-party vendors meet really stringent standards. Plus, enhancing how they communicate with customers during and after incidents, and collaborating much more closely with international cybercrime units to actually counter these organized threats, it has to be a collective effort.
Okay, so Louis Vuitton is taking steps. The industry needs to step up. But what about us, the customers? What's our role in, you know, protecting ourselves when this stuff happens?
Yeah, that's crucial.
If you're a Louis Vuitton customer, or maybe you shop with other luxury brands, what should you be doing right now?
Okay, first things first. Regularly monitor your account activity. Look for any purchases you didn't make, any weird changes to your profile.
Keep an eye on things.
Exactly. Immediately update your passwords. Not just for Louis Vuitton, but maybe for related services. If you use the same email or password, which you shouldn't, but people do.
Use strong, unique passwords, right?
Absolutely. And crucially, enable two-factor authentication wherever you can. You know, that extra code you get on your phone.
QPFA, yeah.
That provides an essential extra layer of security. It's really important. And of course, always review your financial statements, bank accounts, credit cards. Look for any suspicious activity there too.
Good basic hygiene, really. And thinking a bit longer term, anything else we should consider?
Well, you might want to think about enrolling in credit monitoring services, especially if you think your data might have been part of this or other breaches. Evaluate identity theft protection programs too.
Those services that watch out for you.
Yeah. And beyond just reacting to breaches, make regular security checkups a habit. You know, periodically review and update all your online security practices. Strong passwords, reviewing privacy settings on social media, everything.
And for the retailers themselves, what's the long-term fix?
Well, things like adopting a zero-trust architecture are becoming more common. That basically means never trust, always verify, for every user, every device, doesn't matter where they are.
Assume breach. Essentially.
Kind of, yeah. Plus, conducting regular security audits, having robust incident response plans ready to go.
Yeah.
These are really becoming non-negotiable in today's environment.
So this Louis Vuitton data breach, it really serves as a, well, a stark reminder, doesn't it, about how the cybersecurity landscape is constantly evolving, getting more sophisticated, especially for these high-value targets like luxury brands.
Definitely.
And like you said, this isn't just some one-off incident. It feels like part of a bigger, more concerning trend. These sophisticated groups are actively hunting for valuable customer data.
It really underscores why we all need to stay vigilant. You know, as these threats keep evolving, doing the basic strong, unique passwords, using 2FA, actively monitoring your accounts, it isn't just like good practice anymore.
No.
It's absolutely essential for your digital safety. It really is.
So maybe a final thought to leave people with. Given that we know these attacks on luxury brands are multi-regional, likely involving groups like Shiny Hunters, what does this truly mean for, like, the global interconnectedness of our digital lives?
Well, that's a big question.
It is. And maybe what kind of systemic shifts do we actually need, not just within one company, but across entire supply chains, to secure them against these really organized global threats? It's something that goes way beyond just this one breach, right? It affects how we all live and shop online now.
Absolutely. Food for thought, definitely.